Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Direct from the Intercom Broadcast Center, Shannon in the Morning checking in this morning is a Grammy Award winner. He sold, I don't know, $80, $90 million, Matchbox 20, and also a solo artist. He is Rob Thomas. Good morning.
What's up, guys?
And he is an angel, too.
It is nice to see you. Thank you.
You are.
It's nice to see you guys again.
It's a pleasure to sit around and just chat with you. I know we get together every year at Blightdale, but we don't ever get a chance to really talk about the music much, and I'm so happy that you finally got this album put together.
Me too, man. I feel like it's funny because I spent the whole year just making a record, so it kind of felt like I wasn't doing anything because it was such a no-pressure situation. Like me and Butch were just kind of making it over the miles, me and Butch Walker, and we just waited until it was done. Like, I didn't even let the label know at first that I was starting on one until I kind of got halfway through and
you want to make sure you had something
going.
They want?
Yeah, I mean, because there was no expectation, which was a really good place to be in. Like, the year before, the summer before, I had just went out with Matchbox, no new music. It was just the 20th anniversary tour.
Right.
So that was a no-pressure situation. And then I was just left with this. I could either never make a record again or take all the time in the world or put one out in a week. You know, it was up to me. So I just waited until I had it right.
No angst in this one, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, there's very little angst. Well, I mean, I'm 47. What am I angsty about anymore? It's not, but by the way, no, when you're 47, it's not called angst anymore. It's called reasonable expectations that things are going to be crappy. That is not angst. That is just called life experience, and you're probably right.
The thing about it is, though, when you don't have a deadline or a timeline, you never really get around to doing much. It takes a long time.
That was the thing, is when I got about halfway through is when I started letting everybody in on it, because then they started giving me the pressure to have to wrap it up, because I probably wrote 60 or more songs, because I did it over like a two or so year period. So I was just writing all the time. Like, I would have just kept writing and writing and writing, and you know,
unless they
and
told
trying
you, hey,
to beat
we need
something.
An album.
So yeah, so once I got about halfway through and I felt like I had a half of a record that I could bring to the label, I could bring to my friends and bring to Butch and say, you know, what do you think is in here? And then Butch had to come to my house and sort through all his other songs and figure out if there was anything I was missing.
Butch Walker is an all-American, all-star record producer who started out in his own band.
Yeah,
right?
He was in the Marvelous Three when he started out, and he still tours around the world as with Butch Walker and Butch Walker and the Black Widows.
When you're working on writing, when do you sit down and start to hear it and play it before you're, I mean, are you, do you do all the writing first and then you start recording? Or?
You know, sometimes it's just a song on a guitar, and then sometimes I'll be in the studio and I'll make full demos with bass and guitar myself and just have it all. But then, like, I realized I would spend some of those songs, I would spend 6-7 hours in the studio making these full demos and give them to Butch, and then Butch would take out everything but my voice and the guitar and then just start over anyway.
Oh boy.
But sometimes you do that just as a writing tool. Like, there's only so many times you can go to the well and just go to the piano or go to the guitar. So it's easier sometimes for me to sit down and just pull up a drum beat or just start with a bass line and then build a little track and write around that.
We're talking to Rob Thomas about his brand new album. It's not out yet. It's coming out, what, April?
April 26th, right? Yeah. They don't know.
In April. Well,
they don't know.
When you write 60 songs, and you try.
And by the way, not 60 songs. They're not 60 great songs. They're 60 songs, obviously.
Right, and you make a selection.
By the way, if you think about it, like, that's 60 songs, and I picked 12 that I think I like. Like, my average isn't great. If I was in baseball, I'd be benched.
I wish you could have seen the look on his face. Well, I said, you got 60, and he waves his hand. No, wait a minute.
Yeah.
But when you do have a lot of songs, do you ever think, well, this is not that good, and then you go back and you listen again, or somebody else listens and they go, that's a great song.
Yeah, I mean, I have a couple songs on this record that were demos that I didn't really think about, but I had the right people that said, let me hear everything. Let me hear even the stuff that you're not sure about. And some of those made it onto the record. There was a song in there called The Worst in Me that my wife has always loved. And I was like, I'm not sure. But then the more I started playing it, the label people liked it. Butch loved it. So it made its way on the record.
I'd go with your wife in a situation like that.
Man, she has the best A&R ears I think I've ever heard. Like, she's picked every single and knew whether it was going to do well or not.
There's a weird title on this, a chip tooth smile.
Yeah.
And we're just guessing on the radio that was a picture of you when you were a kid or before.
No,
you...
still. I have a little chip.
Really?
In my front tooth, yeah. When I was like 17 or so, I broke it like slam dancing in the club.
Wow.
Okay.
And at the time I didn't have enough money to get dental work. And then after I met my wife, I went and I got like some work done on my teeth, but she wouldn't let me fix the chip because she loved it. She felt like it was part of my personality. And so she always called it my chip tooth smile.
Aww.
And that was where we got the title.
Isn't that sweet?
No. Isn't that?
And you got,
I am friggin' adorable.
You are something. Now tell me about the first single off the album, Rob. We're talking to Rob Thomas about his brand new album, you know, Chip Two Smile. Tell us about the first single you're going to put out.
It's called One Less Day, or Dying Young. And it's actually, it's called Dying Young, but it's about getting older. It was about the idea that that getting older is a privilege that's not afforded to everyone. And how, you know, when you're young, you simultaneously think you're going to live forever and you're not going to live past 25. Like somehow you have both these thoughts in your head and they both seem feasible.
It's true.
Right?
You're absolutely right.
But then as you get older, you start to really appreciate the fact of every day that goes by and you kind of feel like you're cheating somebody out of it, you know, every time. And then we over the last couple of years, we've lost some people that were really, really close to us. And I think having that experience, getting older, having family that you worry about and that you want to take care of, those things start to come into mind. So instead of writing these songs about being young forever, I'm starting to write songs about getting older and, you know, and being more than okay with it.
Instead of being 10 feet tall and bulletproof.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm 5 feet tall and scared of everything that comes at me.
But actually, and also the beauty of being vulnerable.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody is. I mean, I think, you know, even when you're young and all the songs you write, there's some sort of a facade that you put up because they make you feel more, you know, less vulnerable, and they make you feel like anything that you write about is probably true. If you write about how cool you are, then you're probably really, really cool. but I think it's always a cope mechanism because everyone I know that writes, it usually comes from a place of self-doubt. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's this, you have to have equal measure to do what I do, to have equal measure of narcissism and self-loathing all at the exact same time, kind of working in tandem.
That's a tough balance. You can't screw that up.
Yeah, no, it really is. I think drinking helps.
Or smoking.
So this is Atlantic Records. You're still with the right label.
I'm repping them up.
It's called One Last Day, Rob Thomas. I've heard several people say that this is their favorite song that you've done in several years.
It's one I'm the most proud of. You know, I put it up there with the ones that I'm the most proud of. I think because it's personal, but I feel like it also deserves to be heard, if that makes sense, you know, as a record.
It's funny. I'll go back to a story that you told me that you probably don't even remember. After Smooth was out and you basically resuscitated the hit career of Carlos Santana, all the other record companies and presidents and artists started calling you and saying, look, I haven't had a hit in about 18 years. Can you help me?
Yeah, I mean, it afforded me to write with people like Mick Jagger and people like Willie Nelson, and it got me into there. But then they realized that I wasn't the hit-making machine that they thought that I was. But
stop!
Or at least I was holding all the good ones for me.
There's the self-doubt part.
I'm not giving you my neck. Yeah. You learned your lesson with Santana,
yeah,
right? Like,
yeah, I'm not going to give that one away.
The hell with you. I'm keeping this one.
It was funny though, but I was like, I was the guy, like if you had an AARP card, then I was the guy that you were going to write your next song with. But what's funny though is because that song, like, that became so big, and you realize that like if I anywhere else in the world, like other countries where I don't do as well with Matchbox or I don't do as well solo, I'll go there and they know that song. Yeah. But to them, I'm like the Indian guy that sang with Sting on Desert Rose, you know. They're like, oh, did you do anything else? And I'm like, I
got a couple other things I've done.
I guess I did, but in this context, it really doesn't matter.
just fine, whatever you think.
And do you want fries with that?
I remember you telling me that Clive Davis called you and sat you down and said, look, I got to bring back blankety blank. What do you got for me? Like you're going to open up your briefcase and pull out.
Hold on.
Revive him or her.
My instant hit kit.
Wouldn't that be great?
He is Rob Thomas. The brand new album, Chip Tooth Smile, comes out in April. We'll let everybody know when it's out. Brand new single, One Last Day, is out today. You can get it online anywhere you want to go. Rob Thomas, thank you, man.
Thanks, brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.